From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama signed a far-reaching farm bill today, saying the measure does more than just help farmers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the bill preserves most of the government's food stamp program while also restructuring federal aid to agriculture.
The battle over food stamps caused a years-long delay in passing the farm bill. Congressional Republicans wanted deep cuts to the program, but in the end, lawmakers settled for a modest trim. In a bill signing ceremony at Michigan State University, President Obama said it's important to preserve food stamps, a program that currently helps feed 1 in 7 Americans.
And the truth is, a lot of folks go through tough times at some point in their lives. That doesn't mean they should go hungry, not in a country like America.
The farm bill also eliminates direct payments to farmers, even if they don't grow anything, and it extends crop insurance to a wider variety of produce. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Syria today evacuated 83 civilians from the besieged city of Homs, the first concrete evidence of some progress in terms of talks aimed at ending that country's years-long civil war. Buses ferrying out dozens of people who've spent the past year and a half under siege as the fighting has raged around them. Patrick McDonald's a Los Angeles Times reporter who spoke to NPR from Beirut about the conditions there.
They were living in a situation where there was constant sniping, there were snipers, and there was intermittent, very heavy shelling at times, so they were at risk of their life, and there was relatively little food. People foraged, there was some food smuggled in, there was some food left over, and they lived a very difficult life, and there hasn't been an aid convoy since May 2012, which is almost 2 years at this point, that has gotten into the old city.
Today's exodus marked the start of a planned 3-day humanitarian ceasefire, though many fear those who remain behind in the city. Continued weak jobs growth seems to have followed the U.S. economy into the new year, though the numbers out today from the Labor Department were better than the final month of last year. In what amounts to a glass-half-full, half-empty report, the government says the economy added 113,000 payroll jobs in January. Jason Furman is chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors.
A decline in the unemployment rate, an increase in the participation rate, a reduction of people who are part-time for economic reasons, a large reduction in broader measures of unemployment.
The unemployment rate ticked down another 0.1% to 6.6%. That's a 5-year low. Major stock buyback for device maker Apple, the California-based company, which has been criticized by some analysts for sitting on piles of cash, announcing a $14 billion stock buyback. Wall Street Journal noting that Apple's CEO Tim Cook was surprised when the company's stock dropped 8% following weak quarterly earnings numbers. After a rough start to the week, stocks have posted strong back-to-back sessions to regain lost ground. The Dow today was up 165 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A who's who of Hollywood turned out today for memorial services for award-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. Those who attended private funeral services for the actor include Meryl Streep, Kate Blanchett, Ethan Hawke, Amy Adams, and Ellen Burstyn. A host of other mourners were also in attendance, including the comedian Louis C.K., Joaquin Phoenix, and Diane Sawyer. The 46-year-old Hoffman, a man many called among the best actors of his generation, was found dead last Sunday of an apparent heroin overdose in his New York apartment. The Vatican is criticizing a UN Human Rights Committee for accusing the Church of policies that allowed priests to sexually assault thousands of children worldwide. NPR Sylvia Pajoli reports the Vatican says the panel is going beyond its mandate in discrediting the UN.
In a 3-page note, the Vatican said the recommendations of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child present serious limits. It added that it's equally important to recognize that the committee itself has received serious and well-founded criticism. In its report, the UN Committee expressed grave concern that the Holy See has not acknowledged the extent of crimes committed by priests and followed policies that allowed the continuation of abuse and impunity of perpetrators. The Vatican hit back, saying the committee had adopted prejudice positions of anti-Catholic advocacy groups and blasted what it called the absolutely anomalous publicity the committee gave its report. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Toronto's controversial mayor, Rob Ford, says he wants to take down a rainbow flag flying at City Hall, placed there as a protest to anti-gay rights positions held by Russian leaders, including President Vladimir Putin. A number of City Halls raised the pro-rights flags today as opening ceremonies got underway at the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Ford says a Canadian flag should be flown. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support